here at the 2025 Champaign County Fair, courtesy of the Roofing Dog Mobile Studio. Chad Baker for WITY, and found some shade out here. Underneath the shade, I found Callie Turner. Callie, how are we doing?
Good, how are you?
Doing very well. Congratulations, first runner-up, 2025 Champaign County Fair Queen Pageant. Tell us a little bit about that experience.
It was a great experience. I got to meet a bunch of new people, and the directors are great. They put so much time into it, and it's just an awesome fair, and it was a great experience, and I learned a lot, and I'm excited to do it next year.
Was this the first pageant for you? Have you done pageants in the past?
This was my first pageant.
So that first experience, the first pageant jitters, I'm sure, that probably played into there as well.
Yeah, it was exciting, though. Through FFA, I've done a lot of interviews and stuff, so I felt those nerves before, and I feel like I did a really good job. I was the youngest one there, and I'm really excited to do it again.
Very nice. Let's talk about that ag experience. You mentioned FFA. Tell us about your FFA experience as well as your 4-H experience.
I started FFA my 8th grade year, and I'm currently going into my junior year, and I am the vice president for the Mahomet Seymour FFA chapter, and I've served on the officer team all 3 years of high school. And 4-H, I've been in since I was 8 years old. I started in the Clover Bud program, and overall, those two programs have taught me so much and have been able to let me put my agriculture background and meet people that have the same background as me, as well as be able to teach people about ag, which is my favorite thing to do. Being an advocate for this thing that is so great and feeds our world is something that I would love to do in my future, and these two programs have been a great job at teaching me that.
So well on your way to being a 10-year 4-H member. Do you have other projects here at the fair, or you just show animals?
I have cattle and sheep, and then my little sister's done some of the general projects this year.
Any general projects that you were particularly excited about or helped her with?
I helped her with the chickens. I used the chickens for my SAE, so she put in 6 eggs and she got 3rd place, and then she put in her cookies, and she did a couple other things that were really good.
Very nice. We talked about the FFA experience. Sounds like you're definitely an asset for the Mahomet Seymour FFA. What's your aspirations after high school? You got a game plan on what you want to do for a career and where you're heading to college?
I want to start off at Lakeland College, and then I plan to attend Oklahoma State, as well as a couple others I want to look at. And then I definitely want to keep my career in agriculture. I've grown up in it, and it's what I do every day. So I'm thinking something with agriculture communications or ag sales, just staying in the field.
Why do I have the feeling that you mentioned Lakeland, you mentioned Oklahoma State, FFA? It feels like there may be a judging pattern here. Do you judge?
I do. I'm on the Champaign County 4-H judging with the coaches are Dan and Jennifer Scheich, and it's also been a great experience. I ended up reserve overall senior at state this year in the Reasons division, and it was a really cool experience, and I've learned a lot.
So it's pivotal to, as a judge, know both sides of it. You've shown, and a lot of the best judges were those that not only showed, but obviously had maybe some bad outings there too. So that way they can kind of see how that goes. We don't normally ask this, but is there a story behind a particular bad outing that you had in showing an animal?
I would just say maybe sometimes the heifer's not been the smartest. Sometimes they like to get a little spooked, but I believe every time I get to bring the heifers out to a show, it's a blessing. So truly there is no bad outing. Just keep my attitude good, be positive, and I enjoy doing it. So I just say I just had a heifer that didn't act great.
Very good. So tell us a little bit about your operation at home. Obviously a farm girl, because you're well immersed into agriculture. What does the home operation look like?
Yeah, so I'm a 5th-generation farmer. We have shorthorn cattle, and I've currently gotten into the club lambs the last 3 years and had some success there. And we also have corn and soybeans, so we have everything. Basically, we got cattle, sheep, and then lots of other animals that run around. So we stay pretty busy, and my day-to-day, I get up and I wash, I feed the animals, make sure everything's running smoothly, and then do a couple other things around the farm just to keep it all running smoothly. And I thank my parents and my sisters that help us. We all work together and get it all done.
Let's talk about your animals that you're showing here at the fair. You mentioned you deal with cattle and sheep, but what in particular are you showing here this year at the fair?
So this year I have a Wether and a ewe, and then I have 2 heifers, and the Wether was Grand Champion Market Lamb, and the ewe is Reserve Champion Hampshire ewe, and I had 2 class winners, and my sister ended up champion, and then she ended up 4th and 5th overall.
Very nice. Great showing here. And anything else that you're looking forward to here the rest of the week with the fair?
I'm just looking forward to get to hang out with all my friends and catch up with everyone and play with all the Hughes kids.
Oh, there you go. That sounds like a great time. And of course, State Fair around the corner here. You got some plans for that as well, I'm sure.
Yep, we're preparing for State Fair every day. We're keeping the heifers cooled and rinsed and working hair, and we're excited to take the sheep out too. It's our first year really getting a good one, and I've worked really hard on it, and we're really excited.
Did you show at any other fairs this summer? Get up to like Fisher or any other fairs outside of the county?
Yeah, we went to Edgar County this past weekend, and we also went to Fisher. We've been to quite a few. We're planning to go to Moultrie Douglas and McLean County this weekend and just take the sheep and cattle out there for the one day shows, and we'll probably stay in until about state fair to keep the heifers nice and cool, not get them too out and hot, worked up. But yeah, we've been to quite a few county fairs.
Your head is spinning, I'm sure. You know, you're involved with so many things. What do you find downtime at?
Well, that's the thing. We don't really have much downtime, but I keep myself really busy and I enjoy it every step of the way. I wouldn't want to trade it for anything else. I haven't really ever been into sports. I was for a couple years and I went ahead and let go of those to stick to the family operation, and I really enjoy doing everything agriculture. So not much downtime.
Well, I can tell you're going to have a bright future here because you stay busy and it sounds like you are immersed in a lot of different things. So by the time that it comes time to pick a career, it sounds like you're going to have your choice. Just whatever tickles your fancy at that time.
Yep.
Before we get off with you here, Callie, let's talk a little bit about another aspect of the fair, the food, the entertainment, the rides. Is there any of that that you're looking forward to here this week?
I'm really looking forward to the Travis Tritt concert. It's something that me and my dad especially, we always listen to. So I'm really excited to go out and see that with my friends. I ended up getting 2 free tickets from being the highest raffle seller ticket in the pageant. So I got 2 free tickets to that. And I'm really looking forward to the fair food. The Dole Whip and Kohler's fries are my favorite.
Exciting. Have you seen Travis before?
I have not.
Oh, you're in for a show. Great show there, and I know a lot of folks are excited about this week. Well, Callie, thanks for spending time hanging out in the shade. I know I didn't have to twist your arm to talk in the shade with this nice breeze going on, but all the best to you this week and all the best at state. Hopefully we'll catch up soon.
Thank you.
That's Callie Turner, part of Mahomet Seymour FFA in Champaign County 4-H. We've got more reports coming up from the 2025 Champaign County Fair. Chad Baker for WITY.